Dozens of protesters gathered on the steps of the Nevada Legislative Building Wednesday to rally in support of a number of bills they see as important to immigrants. Among them, a Las Vegas woman named Yvonne stands with her two young boys. She's afraid to tell me her last name, because while she's a U.S. citizen, her husband is not, and she's worried that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, officials could show up at any time to detain her husband.
When somebody knocks the door, most of the time my kids, they will hide in their rooms, thinking that ICE will come inside our house and will take my husband.
SB 223 would prohibit state and local police from devoting any resources, whether it's time, money, personnel, or even energy, to enforcing federal immigration laws. The bill's primary sponsor is Democratic Senator Yvonne Cancella of Las Vegas.
What this does is draw clarity for what law enforcement is responsible for and what the federal government is responsible for. We don't want our local law enforcement to have to do the work of ICE. ICE should do its work, and law enforcement should continue to be able to do its work.
Since the measure's introduction late last month, all but one Democratic senator have been listed as co-sponsors of the bill. The measure, however, seems to have drawn the ire of law enforcement.
While this legislative building has a lot of power over wages and benefits associated with law enforcement, it has absolutely no involvement, or should have no involvement, relative to the inner workings of how a law enforcement operation operates.
That's Rick McCann, the executive director of the Nevada Association of Public Safety Officers.
The manner by which they go out and do their business to keep us as the public safe, that's not for these people in this building to dictate to. That is for the police departments to do.
And Republican leaders agree with him. Assembly Minority Leader Paul Anderson of Las Vegas says the bill would endanger the health and safety of all Nevadans.
It's ridiculous that we're going to take, you know, a tool set away from our law enforcement and then call Nevadans safer. It's important for our law enforcement agencies, whether they're local or in big metropolitan areas like Las Vegas, we need to make sure that they have the tools, that they can make the decisions, they can create the policies that keep us safe. And I don't think state law is the place to ever do that.
Yet some law enforcement agencies in Nevada, like the Clark and Washoe County Sheriff's Offices, already have policies in place that state they will not participate in ICE detentions unless there's a warrant. And Democrats seem to be holding firm on their support for the bill. Senate Majority Leader Aaron Ford told reporters last week that he sees SB 223 as a state's rights issue.
It is not the desire for us to bump heads with the federal government in that regard. The status quo is a decent process right now. Senator Cancella's bill limits federal overreach by clarifying that we set our own enforcement priorities while we're still allowing law enforcement to work with federal authorities to deport dangerous criminals.
But for Yvonne, the protester, she says it could put an end to the constant state of worry.
We don't want no families to break apart. We don't got no more separation. We don't want that to happen. So that's why for me it will be a good idea if any city will become a sanctuary.
Whatever lawmakers decide, they may not have the final word on the subject. There are concerns officials will follow through with President Trump's executive order, withholding federal dollars from communities and states with similar laws to SB 223. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.